Heavy Juice. That was a 1953 R&B hit for Tiny Bradshaw, featuring Red Prysock on tenor saxophone, played there by Scott Hamilton and Harry Allen from their 2004 album, Heavy Juice. Hamilton and Allen on tenor saxophones, John Bunch on piano, Dennis Irwin on bass, Chuck Riggs on drums. Allen, who is a dozen years younger than Hamilton, credits the latter as a key influence. They do sound a lot alike. Welcome to Jazz in the New Millennium, where we showcase the artists who are keeping this great music alive and passing it forward in the 21st century. I'm your host, Rick Mitchell, and today we are featuring the music of tenor saxophonist Scott Hamilton. Scott Hamilton was born September 12, 1954, in Providence, Rhode Island. He had some clarinet lessons when he was 8, his only formal musical education. The first instrument he took seriously was the harmonica, and he led a blues band in high school. But by the age of 16, he was focused on the tenor saxophone. At this time, jazz had come through the avant-garde revolution in the 1960s and was moving in the direction of jazz rock fusion. But the sound Hamilton gravitated to was the blues-based swing of tenor saxophonists Eddie Lockjaw Davis and Illinois Jacquette, and the smooth balladry of alto saxophonist Johnny Hodges. In 1976, at the age of 22, Hamilton moved to New York, where he was introduced to mainstream jazz royalty by trumpeter Roy Eldridge, with whom he'd played the previous year in Boston. He soon landed a gig with the Benny Goodman Orchestra, with which he played off and on for several years. From the album Bob Wilbur and the Scott Hamilton Quartet, released in 1977, here is Duke Ellington's composition, Rocks in My Bed. Wilbur, who played clarinet in the swing-era style of Benny Goodman, on alto sax, Hamilton on tenor, Chris Flory on guitar, Phil Flanagan on bass, Chuck Riggs on drums.
Thank you. I took even one sniff that would bore me terrifically too. Yet I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to me you obviously don't adore me. I get no kick in a plane flying too high with some guy in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. Yet I get a kick out of you. In a plane flying too high with some guy in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. Yet I get a kick out of you. I get a kick out of you. I get a kick out of you.
From the album, Rosemary Clooney sings the music of Cole Porter. That was I Get a Kick Out of You. Clooney, who had enjoyed popular success in the pre-rock and roll years of the early 50s, was not really a jazz singer, but she made a series of swinging records for the Concord label in the 1980s. Check out this band. Warren Vosh on trumpet, Cal Collins on guitar, Nat Pierce on piano, Scott Hamilton on tenor saxophone, Bob Mays on bass, Jake Hanna on drums, David Ladd on flute, Cal Jader on vibraphone. Prior to that, we heard the standard Falling in Love with Love from one of Hamilton's early albums on the Concord label called Tenor Shoes, dedicated to the greats that inspired him, such as Coleman Hawkins and Lester Young. Dave McKenna on piano, Phil Flanagan on bass, Jeff Hamilton, no relation, on drums. McKenna, who was a quarter century older, recorded several albums with Hamilton and often brought out his best. Scott Hamilton released 40 albums on Concord Jazz between 1977 and 2008, as well as appearing as a studio sideman on dozens of albums by other artists. The label carried the flag for mainstream swing in the late 20th century, and while many of the artists were considerably older, Hamilton was respected for his rounded tenor sound and effortless sense of swing. From the album At Last by the Gene Harris Scott Hamilton Quintet, here is Milt Jackson's tune, Blues for Gene. Harris on piano, Hamilton on tenor, Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, Harold Jones on drums. I'm Rick Mitchell, and you are jamming with jazz in the new millennium.
Thank you. Thank you.
Woody and You, written by Dizzy Gillespie for the Woody Herman Orchestra, but first recorded in 1944 by Coleman Hawkins, whose band at the time included bebop pioneers Gillespie, Oscar Pettiford, and Max Roach. From Scott Hamilton's 1997 album, After Hours, featuring Hamilton on tenor, Tommy Flanagan on piano, Bob Cranshaw on bass, and Lewis Nash on drums. Good rhythm section. Although most of Hamilton's albums for the Concord label featured his own band and other musicians from the Concord roster, he would at times stretch his wings. We also heard Hamilton demonstrating his way with the ballad, Nancy with the Laughing Face, from the 1993 album, Scott Hamilton with Strings. Alan Broadbent on piano, Bob Mays on bass, Roy McCurdy on drums, with a 20-piece string orchestra impeccably arranged by Alan Broadbent. Since Concord stopped recording jazz, it has since been reborn after a sequence of mergers as an alternative pop and R&B label. Hamilton has continued to turn out albums annually for a number of independent labels, many of them based in Europe. From the 2014 album, Live at Smalls, released on the Smalls Live label, let's listen to Sweet Georgia Brown. Rossano Sportiello on piano, Hassan Shakur on bass, Chuck Riggs on drums. You can really get the energy of a hip New York jazz club from this recording. The program is Jazz in the New Millennium. I'm Rick Mitchell. I'm
I can say that folks don't criticize me, but I'm going to do just what I want to anyway, and I don't care just what people say. If I should take a notion and jump right into the ocean, ain't nobody's business if I do. If I go to church on Sunday, cabaret all day Monday, ain't nobody's business if I do. If my man ain't got no money, and I say, take all mine, honey, it ain't nobody's business if I do. If I give him my hard last nickel and he leaves me in a pickle, ain't nobody's business if I do.
Ain't Nobody's Business, first recorded in 1922 by Bessie Smith and revived in 1949 by the great blues singer Jimmy Witherspoon. That is often thought of as a fun song, but if you listen to the lyrics, it is really the blues. Performed there by Scott Hamilton on tenor sax, Jan Lundgren on piano, Hans Beckenroth on bass, Christian Leth on drums, and Norwegian vocalist Karen Krog. From the album The Best Things in Life, released in 2016 on the Danish Stunt label. Throughout its history, jazz has been in a state of continuous evolution, constantly reinventing itself. And that is a big part of what has made the music so great for the last 100 plus years. But Scott Hamilton does not look at it that way. For 50 years, he has followed the same formula: a familiar melody, a smooth saxophone sound, a swinging rhythm. What's not to like? From the album Looking Back, released in 2024, here is the standard I've Grown Accustomed to Her Face. Hans Beckenroth on bass, Christian Leth on drums, Jan Lundgren on piano, Scott Hamilton on tenor saxophone. Thank you. Jazz in the New Millennium is brought to you through the African American Public Radio Consortium, NPR Distribution, and the Public Radio Satellite System. The show is produced at the studios of KBOO-FM in Portland with engineer Matthew Clark. I'm Rick Mitchell. To contact me and for information on my book, Jazz in the New Millennium, please visit my website, www.rickmitchell.us. Thanks for listening, and please remember to say peace.